Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Marathon Next Gen Realty Limited Q3 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Binay Sarda from EY. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Manuja. Good afternoon to all the participants on the call, and thanks for joining this Q3 FY24 earnings call for Marathon Next Gen Realty Limited. Please note that we have mailed out the press release and the presentation to everyone, and you can see the results on our website, as well as it has been uploaded on the stock exchanges. In case if you have not received the same, you can write to us, and we'll be happy to send it over to you. Before we proceed with the call, let me remind you that the discussion may contain forward-looking statements that may involve known or unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors. It must be viewed in conjunction with our businesses that could cause future result, performance, or achievement to differ significantly from what is expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. To take us through the results of this quarter and answer our questions, we have with us the management of Marathon Next Gen represented by Mr. Chetan Shah, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Mayur Shah, Vice Chairman, Mr. Kevalli Shah, Project Head, Neo Homes, and Mr. Samyak M. Shah, Project Head, Marathon Futurex and NextGen. We'll be starting the call with a brief overview of the quarter gone past, which will then be followed with a Q&A session. With that said, I'll now hand over the call to Mr. Chetan Shah. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Binay. Good afternoon. I'm Chetan Shah, Managing Director of MNRL, Marathon Next Gen Realty Limited, and with me, Mayur Shah, Samyak Shah, and Kevalli Shah are present here. Friends, we are delighted to post yet another quarter of strong performance with the nine-month profit surpassing previous full year's profit on the back of robust and resilient demand environment. Our prudent approach to achieve growth while maintaining profitability has resulted in a strong financial performance across all our key metrics. The company experienced sustained demand across its portfolio, a testament on the enduring appeal of its project and the trust it has garnered among home buyers and office buyers and investors alike. We continue to deleverage our balance sheet supported by our strong cash flows. We remain committed to delivering exceptional value to our customers while driving sustainable growth for our stakeholders. As we look ahead, we are strategically positioned for sustained growth with a robust pipeline of projects catering to various price segments. Friends, now for operational highlights for Q3 FY24. Area sold in terms of square feet stood at 171,757 sq ft. Booking value stood at rupees 258 crores. Collections stood at rupees 206 crores. Average realization stood at rupees 21,271 per sq ft for commercial and rupees 1,232 per sq ft for residential segment. If we look at operational highlights for nine-month financial year 2024, the first three quarters, area sold stood at 434,653 sq ft. This compared well with 333,000 of previous nine months. Booking value stood at 642 crore, comparing it with the previous nine months of 454 crore. Collections stood at 507 crore, comparing it with previous nine months of 441 crore. Average realization stood at 19,602 rupees per sq ft for commercial and rupees 1,242 per sq ft for residential. If we look at consolidated Q3 FY24 financial performance, net revenue stood at 210 crore, compared to 278 crores in Q3 FY23. EBITDA stood at 96 crore compared to 143 crore in Q3 FY23. Profit before tax stood at 57 crore compared to 103 crores in Q3 FY23, and profit after tax stood at 51 crores compared to 80 crores in Q3 FY23. Friends, real estate is a long gestational business, so idea is to compare a longer duration financial performance. And if we compare the consolidated 9 months FY24 financial performance, net revenue stood at 549 crore compared to 546 crore in 9 months FY23. EBITDA stood at year on year at 242 crores, which is 44% of our turnover revenues. Profit before tax stood at 136 crore compared to 134 crores for 9 months FY23, which is 25% of net revenues. Profit after tax stood at 128 crore compared to 107 crore, which is increase of 23% margin from earlier 20% margin. Net debt, we are trying to deleverage the company and we have achieved significantly on that front. So the net debt stood at 733 crores as on 31st December 23 versus previous quarter net debt of 845 crore. Now if we look at cash flows for the quarter, as on 31st December 23, the total pending estimated project cost to be incurred stand at 1009 crore. Against that, we have a balance collection from sold inventory completed and ongoing in all launched projects stood at 812 crore. And add to that, estimated revenue from unsold inventory of rupees 1711. That makes it 2533 crore of total revenue yet to be received against 1009 crore of cost. That results in more than 1500 crore of surplus from these ongoing projects. This is based on 40% revenue share for our Monte South project. Friends, with this, I have briefly touched upon all the numbers and the quarterly performance as well as 9 month performance. Now we open the floor for questions. If you have on any related to either result or the company's performance. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Priyam Poddar from Value Equity. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. How are we seeing the demand in Panvel? Our Nexon phase 1 is slated to complete by December 25. By then, we may also see some significant progress on the new Navi Mumbai airport. Will that be a key factor in how the future demand and rates will shape up? And what is our take on outlook of the scenario, our strategy for the launches in the next phases?
Yeah, so this Panvel is seeing lot of traction because of two things. One is, of course, as you mentioned, upcoming airport, which is now slated at December this year or at the most March next year for the first flight to take off. That is one aspect. The second is, of course, the Trans Harbour link, which has recently opened. Both these infrastructure, major infrastructure project in Maharashtra, have given a fillip to the Panvel area, and we are also seeing that in the inquiries and conversion that is happening at Panvel. I would want Samyak, who is looking after the project, to share some highlight.
Thanks for the question. So definitely what you're saying is correct, especially after the Trans Harbour link is opened up. The preliminary, sort of activity that we are seeing in terms of leads and walk-ins is good. We are hoping to get it converted into bookings also, though we would like to wait a couple of quarters to, sort of know for sure where the trend is heading. In terms of our phases, pretty much most of phase one actually is sold, and a lot of phase two is also sold. But yes, we will get some benefit in terms of velocity as well as rate in the balance inventory that we have in those phases, as well as our phase three, which, is still under approvals, and we are hoping to launch it soon.
Also, there is a, group land in Panvel. Mayur would want to share that. Yeah.
So Panvel story is a very, whatever the time which is gone, because we were expecting this to happen 3-4 years earlier. However, the C-Link has made a sea change into the connectivity, and we are hoping that the South Bombay, particularly Central Bombay and South Bombay, will be definitely attracted to move as a second or first home into that region. And the group has a huge land potential which is available to be tapped very close to the airport. As the brand Marathon has been on the highest selling in that area, we already have a very high level of penetration into the customer market share. Definitely we plan to explore this in the coming years to come.
Yeah, does that answer your question?
Yes, yes. And a couple of follow-ups on the balance sheet side also. So I believe you have bought the debt-to-equity levels at 75%.
Yeah.
What is the further debt reduction plan? And if you can state a roadmap for the next 3 to 5 years, that would be helpful.
Well, it's not that long a period for debt reduction. As you have seen, we have reduced our debt from 1.41 to 0.99 last quarter, and currently we are at 0.75. So debt reduction is very quickly happening. As I had mentioned in the previous call, what we call is a comfortable debt equity ratio is anything between 0.5 and 0.75. So we are reaching our target of that comfortable debt equity ratio. And if you see the quarterly debt equity that has moved from 1.83 at one point of time to 1.07 and now to 0.75. So that is a very comfortable position. If you see the debt service ratio, which is more important than interest service coverage ratio and debt service coverage ratio, those two have also gone substantially improved. Interest service is currently at 1.24, considering this quarter having bigger financial amortization cost. Even then, the debt service is comfortable at 1.24, and the debt reduction has already taken place from 856 crore to 784 crore, and the net debt has reduced from 845 to 733 crore. So that is the path.
So I'd like to add further, my name is Kaivalya, that we have, other than reducing debt, we have reduced the cost of debt also. The last quarter our average was 14.44. Now our average has gone down to 12.5% interest. Also, I would like to add one more thing. While we increased two more projects in the organization, we still have the total debt coming down to 785. Of the 785 crores, 50 crores is a new debt, but in front of the new debt, we got a lot more square footage also. So, you know, if you compare last quarter's projects and this quarter's projects, we have further reduced it by 50 crores. So, you know, the debt has gone down further. And that being said, a lot of our projects have reached Future X and Monte South have reached finality. So now, you know, when we finish the project, we get further more profit. So essentially our equity increases. So net debt to equity, the denominator essentially will increase, automatically reducing the ratio.
Yeah.
Okay.
So effectively, what we are saying is we have reduced debt by 131 crore and we acquired a new project where we have a new debt of 73 crore. So effectively, that is how the debt has moved. Yeah.
Thanks for the detailed answer. I wish the management and your team all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Shri Gopal Agarwal from Agman Advisory LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congrats for the great set of numbers. I have three questions to ask. Can you just let us know on the progress related to the recently acquired 14 acres of land in Bhandup? And what is the kind of response you are getting for the new homes, Kaveri and Narmada?
Yeah. Good. Bhandup is going to contribute substantially in the turnover. And we have already said that the GDV value of this acquisition is about 2,500 crore. And out of that, we have launched a certain first phase of it, and Kaivalya will share those numbers. Yeah, Kaivalya.
Yeah. So, just for your information, we've already uploaded a Bhandup 14-acre presentation on NSE and BSE. That being said, the 14 acres GDV is around 2,500 crores, off of which we have launched around 3.5 lakh square foot, off of which we have sold around 1.8 lakh square feet. So that's the figure in terms of Bhandup. The response of new homes is phenomenal. We're getting an average rate of 10,000 rupees on square feet. And the demand is, you know, amazing, especially for smaller homes. And to further add, the budget also speaks about, smaller homes, affordable homes, and some incentives coming around it. We're not sure of exactly what, but we're hoping for something good in the budget also. In terms of future, according to our presentation, and also in 7 years, we intend to launch the rest of the project. So 2,500 GDV will be divided into 7 years. That's how we intend to launch future projects.
Yeah, does that answer your question?
Yes, sir, very much. Sir, two more questions. When can we expect the launch of the next phases of Monte South, Next Zone and Neopark projects, which are in the pipeline? And also, what are the other projects in pipeline which we plan to launch in the future?
Yeah. So we have already shared this number. In Monte South, we have already launched the Tower C. And regarding Monte South, Mayur will want to say more about it. Yeah.
So Monte South, we are going to bring another 3 lakh square feet of new inventory for the booking. And the Monte South project has really picked up a good velocity of booking, as it is seen in our numbers. Like typically around 60 to 70,000 square feet, we are almost quarterly averaging for the last almost 4 to 6 quarters. Looking at that, we already launched 3 lakh square feet of Tower C, and we are getting reasonably good response in that in a similar fashion.
Yeah. Just about Nexon. So, as we had communicated earlier, Nexon phase three, we've pretty much finalized the design, and we're now in the approval stage. We would, I think, take another two, three more quarters to get it to market. This phase three will be approximately 4 lakh sq ft, and we are hoping to get a sale value of around 240 crore-250 crore from this phase.
Yeah. And regarding Bhandup also, we intend to launch around 2.5 lakh sq ft in the coming year. Again, the value of that would be around 230 crore-250 crore. So just summarizing what we all said, around 10 lakh sq ft is what we intend to launch in the next year, value of which would be around 1,100 crore. To add to that, Millennium, we have received occupation up to 20th floor, and we intend to launch further around 1 lakh sq ft of Millennium. So again, the value of that would be around 120 crore. So to add to that, around 1,300 crore is the launch of next year is what we intend.
So that is a launch pipeline of 1,300 crore for next 12 months. Yeah?
Got it, sir. So just one more final question. So Marathon Future X in Lower Parel development was completed in December. Is it fair to assume that the remaining unsold inventory we have is for ready position with OC available?
So that project we have already topped out up to the 30th floor. There is a very small portion where we are still awaiting occupation certificate. That's close to around 8,000 odd area in sale area. But the rest of the building has already achieved occupation certificate. Commercial tends to do much better post occupation certificate. That has been our trend with Future X and even to some extent to Millennium that we are seeing. And we are hoping, because it is a large inventory which we still have in Future X, so hopefully in the next 4 to 6 quarters, we hope to exhaust that entire inventory.
Yeah. I think that answers my question, sir. I am done with the questions. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gopal. Yeah.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Aditya Sen from RoboCapital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. The previous participant just asked all my questions, but I just have one more. I missed the point on Bhandup phase one. When was it launched exactly? I missed that part.
So Bhandup, the 14 acres was acquired in the last quarter. However, the launch was already done in that specific company, which is Nexon Fiscal, around 2021. Sorry, 2022, October. That's when it was launched. And we have sold around 180,000 sq ft in two specific projects, which is Neo Valley Cauvery and Neo Valley Narmada.
Aditya, the project was launched by the previous company, and our company acquired it in last quarter. Just to clear.
Yes, understood this part.
Yeah.
Okay. And from the upcoming launches of Nexon and Bhandup and all,
yeah.
In how many years do we expect to sell the entire inventory? I've seen that 40% of the bookings are done on the launch itself, but for the remaining 60%, how much time should it take ideally?
The sales are very quick, as Kaivalya mentioned. The sales are not a problem. The problem in Bhandup area is, you know, accessibility of the project and speed of construction, moving of the material. So whenever we launch a project, most of these projects are 23-storied towers. So those towers take about 2.5 to 3 years to complete. And during that time, everything gets sold. So sales and all the numbers, we can say that gets fully booked in 3 years' time from the launch.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. That was my question. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Aditya.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Karan Kamdar from DR Choksi Finserv Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So, what I wanted to understand a little bit is the FutureX project in lower price. I understand that it is 100% complete. So, by when would we be able to sell the entire inventory?
As I'll just repeat, maybe I was not clear in the previous answer. So that entire project FutureX, it's a 38 story building which is already completed up to the top slab. Just a little bit of terrace work is currently going on. We have received occupation certificate for the entire project.
Sir, you're not audible. There is some issue with the management line.
Are we audible?
Yes, the management line has been connected.
Yeah.
So,
is the participant line connected? Everything is connected?
Yes.
Okay, so we were at the last question regarding FutureX completion. Yeah.
So, FutureX ready inventory, we expect to sell off the entire inventory in the next 4 to 6 quarters. That is our aim.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah. That does answer my question. Thank you, sir. Another question I have is this New Valley Kaveri Narmada. So, all are these buildings, how many floors and how many such projects in Pandu do we plan to launch?
So, like I mentioned, in the 14 acres, there are around each project would be around 1.5 to 2 acres. So around 7 odd projects will be launching around, you know, such a size. Again, the GDV of that would be 2,500 crores.
And we already launched first part of it with GDV of 360 crores.
Okay, got it. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Jojo Shaju from Alpha Invesco Research Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for this opportunity, sir. Most of my questions is already answered. So just one question from my side. So my understanding is that under Neo Homes brand, the company has launched 6 projects so far, including the group level entities. So I think the Neo Skies, which is under the CO developers, and Neo Hills, which is under Nexon Energy Utilities. So does company have any plans for acquiring this project, these companies too, like what we have done for done with the acquisition of Nexon Cisco Services?
So overall, the idea is to acquire more and more projects into the listed entity. There are certain projects which are left outside, are some partnership and joint venture project which are anyway getting completed. So the mention, something that you mentioned about CEO of Neo Skies, that's anyway getting completed. So that's not getting acquired in this entity. Rest of it, most of the projects are already into the entity. Either we have acquired the entity, Nexon Fiscal Services, or we have acquired the project. Yeah?
Yeah. To add to it, Jojo, so Bhanduk, we have two zones, which is 6.5 acres, where we are doing Neo Square, Neo Park. And the other 14 acres that we freshly acquired, that's where Neo Valley 1 and 2, which is Kaveri and Narmada, are. The older projects that you mentioned, Ketan Shah just mentioned, they're nearing OC or almost complete. So any further Bhandu project that we'll be launching, we'll be launching in the listed entity.
So currently we already have acquisition of about 20 acre projects in listed entity.
Yes, I understood. Yeah, that's from my side. And all the best, sir.
Thank you, Jojo.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kunal Jain from District D. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Kunal.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. So my first question is that can you provide detail on the redevelopment projects that are in pipeline? And, you know, as you were guided earlier, that you are having some projects, and what kind of margins can we expect from these projects?
So currently, the redevelopment projects are still under exploration. We are looking at a couple of proposals from South Mumbai. The margins are generally what we are showing, you know, EBITDA margins are 40% upwards, and net profit margins would come to 20% profit after tax. So these are, you know, some of the numbers that are generally our metric for acquiring a new project. As far as new redevelopment proposal, Mayur will share some ideas. Yeah.
So we are very specific, as Chetan Shah mentioned, on the margin. So depending upon the margin availability, our target segment is location-wise is between Lower Parel, Worli to South Mumbai. And typically these redevelopment projects takes little time to fructify. So a lot of negotiations and society meetings are happening. So we are quite hopeful that we'll be able to acquire one or two projects in the next 3 to 4 quarters.
Okay, sir. So next 3 to 4 quarters. Sir, and on the price hikes, my other question is on price hike, that what are the kind of expectation we have for going forward?
So currently we are seeing price firming up on all the segments in all the projects. Mayur will mention about the Monte South project, which is a Baikala project, South Mumbai project. Mayur?
Yeah, on the South Mumbai, we are seeing a good traction and increase in the prices for the ready inventory. Under construction prices are more or less stabilized, but the ready inventory are almost increased by 5 to 10% depending upon the type of the unit on the higher floors. In the commercial market, we have seen a good increase in the price, which Samyak will share.
Yeah, so if we have to just look at especially Marathon FutureX, the approximate rate that we have achieved in the Q3 for the sales that we've done is almost 26,000 rupees plus on saleable area. So, you know, it's almost 3 to 5% even quarter and quarter increase from what we had achieved earlier. We hope to keep capitalizing on this price gain without, obviously, we've mentioned before as well, we don't want to, you know, reduce the velocity of sales. We all realize that most of our projects are of a significant size, and for such projects, you know, velocity of sales is also crucial. So wherever we can increase the rates while achieving the velocity that we have aimed for, we will definitely go ahead and do that.
Understood, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you, Karan.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harbir Desai from Pendulum Investment. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. So firstly, I want to ask regarding this quarter. So how many projects are expected to get full or partial OC? And so how many units are you looking at?
There is this quarter, there is no specific
millennium.
OC. So this quarter, December quarter, we did get OC of Millennium up to 20th floor. So that's the, you know, the new information in terms of OC.
I didn't understand your second part of the question.
So for the coming quarter, can you please guide which are the projects which are under, you know?
In the coming quarters, we don't expect any specific building to get OC, but Tower A is the soonest Monte South that will be getting OC. And then, you know, Neo Square, we shall be getting OC.
Okay.
That could be 2 quarters though.
Hmm. Okay. And sir, on the strategy, I had 2-3 questions. So first I would like to ask you that, sir, how are you thinking on enhancing the project execution capabilities in terms of scaling up from, say, current levels?
We, you know, Marathon is unique in the sense that we have A to Z of real estate in-house. So currently our capacity to execute is not really fully occupied. Okay, we can actually take much more projects with our existing capacity. That is how it is. So capacity enhancement from execution perspective is not necessary. What is required is the right kind of a project and the financial ability to acquire such a project. So that is what we are working on.
Okay. Secondly, sir, by when do you think that you can do a 2000 crore of yearly booking run rate?
Yeah, that's a good answer. We are also trying to figure that out. What is important is, you know, growth with a very safe environment. So what we have been doing is our ability to acquire projects which are having such good margin and sustained growth. So if you have seen our last 5 years track record, then the growth has been substantial and we intend to even, you know, accelerate that growth. But other than that, I will not be able to tell you exact timeline by which we can achieve X number or Y number of revenue.
Sure, yeah. No problem. If I have any further questions, I'll come back in the queue, sir.
Please do.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Dr. Amit Vora from the Homeopathic Clinic. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, everyone. Am I audible? Good afternoon.
Yes. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So first of all, I'll congratulate all of you for the excellent set of results. I'm sure these results are not comparable with the last quarter because that last quarter had some big sale of Marathon property at Parel. So it's not comparable, but in other sense, the results are excellent as you compare quarter and quarter. So my question is regarding any new launches for the Adani project, C building or the C Tower C.
Yeah, Amit bhai, that name of the project is Monte South, and Mayur will mention
yeah,
that.
Monte South. Yeah, sorry.
So Amit bhai, Monte South, the Tower C, which is named as Zermatt, Monte South Zermatt, is already the foundation level we already reached, and we are about to launch 3 lakh square feet of area in that building for the next year.
Okay. And regarding the Panvel project, the opening of this new Atal Bridge, did that help us in you know, sales, or are that generating more queries?
Yes, certainly.
Yeah. So, absolutely. Like we mentioned earlier, the preliminary feedback we're getting on the ground in terms of inquiries and walk-ins has been amazing. What we would also like to mention is, you know, our, you know, Panvel is also a fairly large area, and our project location happens to be the nearest, you know, to the Mumbai Trans Harbour link. So even within the Panvel micro market, you know, this becomes a huge attraction for our project. In terms of conversions, as we had mentioned earlier, you know, we would like to wait a couple of quarters before we can see, you know, how the velocity of sales is happening, whether there is possibilities of increasing sales, sale rates. We'll keep evaluating it on an ongoing basis. But definitely it's been a huge boost. In addition, many people are also seeing a lot of work and development happening on the first terminal of the airport. People were just talking about it, but now it's quite visible, the progress of work over there. So both of these things are very, very, very huge, incentives and benefits for our Panvel project.
And Amitra, as a Marathon group, has a substantial, huge land bank in the Panvel location. And we were actually waiting for, this thing to happen. This Atal Bridge has really made entire South Mumbai within 40 to 60 minute reach to this location. And we are quite optimistic that in the next 5 to 7 years, the lot of development is possible by Marathon in that region, and we intend to bring those projects into the our Marathon Next Gen quite soon in a couple of years.
Yes, thank you so much. One last question about this: recent announcement by Prime Minister that regarding this people living in shawls and slums and rented house, they were planning to, the country is planning to do something for them. So in terms of PMJAY, or do we see any benefit there for Marathon? Just recent, one month back.
Yeah. So now the focus of the government is that the PMAY was targeted for 6.5 lakh kind of an income, and that they have really reached in the outskirts of the metro cities. This time, the Prime Minister announced for urban poor, and I think urban poor, definitely the projects of affordable housing within the Mumbai and MMR will get some benefit, because typically the 6.5 lakh kind of income generating and below 45 lakhs type of a unit was not, the urban poor were not getting the advantage of it, because the cost of flats in the Mumbai are at least 50 to 60 lakhs and above. So we are quite hopeful that this time whatever the benefit which is going to come will be focused towards the urban area, and definitely Marathon will be able to increase the sales to those customers through these incentives.
Could we see our Bandung project, which has been recently launched, the new project of Bandung, for next 5 years, which was shown in the presentation 1 month back. So that Bandung project, which is of this lower middle income group category, so could we see there getting huge business with this focus of Prime Minister?
Definitely, the rules are yet to be announced, but we see that if and when it comes to an urban poor, I think Bandung would be the first project to get qualified under such scheme. Because we are almost there, we are just crossing that 45 lakh limit. And if they do away with the limit and they have an area limit of 300 square feet, then Bandung project qualifies. But currently the upper limit of cost of premises is 45 lakh. That's where Bandung project does not qualify in some sense. So that's why we definitely see some sort of a benefit coming through this scheme as soon as the rules are announced. I am pretty hopeful that some of our new launches in Bandung would be coming under these schemes.
Thank you so much. We would be really grateful if some of the rules, whenever they come, if you could just let us know.
Yes. I hope so.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Thank you very much for participating in conference here, Q3 FY24 results. We are very hopeful about future performance and hope to keep sharing the news with you. Thank you very much.
On behalf of Marathon Next Gen Realty Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.